Kent Crone House, 1-888-55-DRKN. Coast to coast, we take all your medical calls, head-to-toe medicine. They tell me we're the most listened to health news talk radio show in America. I'd love to have you join. Love to help you get to the next step. I'm here to help you. I've been in medicine for over 30 years. I'm a trained internist, trained medical scientist, trained cardiologist. I've been in practice in cardiology for the past 25 years outside of Orlando. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association, but there's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once. I'd love to help you, your family, your kids, your spouse, your friends, your parents, help you get to the next step. Add some other options. I'm a very traditionally trained physician, but I take the best from traditional medicine and evidence-based alternative medicine. Call myself wrapped up a blended physician. I'd love to help you get to the next step. I won't embarrass you. And along the way, we're going to bring you up to date more about all the health news going on in the medical journals this week. And let's kick off the festivities of the second hour in Tennessee, Elizabethtown, Tennessee, and welcome Judy to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Doctor. How are you?
Just fine. You sound great. It's wonderful to have you in my medical office on the radio.
Thank you. Okay. I don't know if you got any of the information I gave the other fellow, but my husband has been very healthy his entire life. Last October, he started falling. He fell a couple of times in October, November. We just counted it to his shoes sticking to the floor and whatever. It didn't stop. In January, went to the doctor, did some blood work, found out he has polycythemia. Started being bled once a month. Seemed to help a little bit, not really. Over the first of the year, his speech started getting slurred. He was starting to have difficulty holding on to things with his fingers. We ended up in the emergency room August 5th. He was hospitalized for a week, found out he has encephalitis, and they could find no reason for it. They did a lumbar puncture. They've done CAT scans and MRIs and ultrasounds of his organs, make sure nothing's damaged. He's back in the hospital now in ICU. Wednesday, he just went out. He had no response to anything. Yesterday, he came back. He's talking again. He's on thickened liquids. He can't swallow. His internal organs are working fine. His blood pressure, his respiration, his O2, everything is great. His motor skills, he can't move his arms. He can't swallow. He can't stand. His speech is horrible. They still can't find any reason for his thing to be swollen.
So, Judy. Judy, you have yet to get a unifying diagnosis for your husband's problem?
Correct.
How far are you from Vanderbilt?
You know what? I don't know.
Because it definitely sounds to me like he has some not yet well-diagnosed neurologic disorder. And he is going to require some really smart neurologist who specializes in encephalitis or whatever it is that's going on to try to untangle this. Because first off, he needs a diagnosis. There's a number of neurologic disorders that can cause falls, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's disease, spinal stenosis, even multiple sclerosis, peripheral neuropathy. There's a lot of reasons why you can be falling. Was he an alcohol user?
Well, frequently, you know, we have a beer every now and then or a drink, but nothing abusive.
Nothing abusive. And you said he had polycythemia. That's a very high red blood cell count, but they took care of that. They get the leeches. They just bleed you to get rid of that. But I wonder whether that's just, what we call a red herring, just something there that it's not clear right. whether that's the actual part, or that may be causing some clotting in the brain and resulting in issues. My concern is that you don't, after all of this, have a unifying diagnosis. And when, and the community hospital is great for so many things, and there are times when people have unusual problems that you need to go to a center that specializes not in the common problems, but in the very unusual.
Right.
And that is probably going to require, if they can't make the diagnosis, is taking him, I would recommend taking him to a neurologist at Vanderbilt. But my only concern is he currently is in intensive care?
Yeah, the neurologist that sent us to the hospital this time, he is from Vanderbilt. He's the one that told us to, because we had an appointment just this Monday.
He's the one that
told us to go to the ER to go ahead and get some more tests done.
That sounds great. So give me a second. So the neurologist trained at Vanderbilt, who is going to be taking care of him in your local intensive care unit, he has
yeah.
not, give me a second, Judy, I know you're anxious about this, but just give me a second. He has not yet completed his current evaluation.
Right. They're
okay.
Still waiting for some tests back from
okay.
the lumbar puncture.
Okay, Judy, then just give this neurologist a chance at it. But your key question for the neurologist is just ask the neurologist, is what's my husband's diagnosis? And hopefully this neurologist can make the diagnosis. And if he can't, then ask him, where do we go from here?
Okay.
Don't get comfortable until you get a diagnosis. And once you get a diagnosis, then they'll know what to do. But that's the key right now. And if they can't do it locally, then it's time to transfer him to what we call a tertiary care center, where there's more opportunity to make a diagnosis of a very unusual problem.
All right, dear. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Judy. You're a good wife. I realize what you're going through. This is not easy. Judy, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, vitamin D. Does it increase your heart risk and other unexpected reasons that can increase your risk of the number one killer of Americans on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken?
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. You want to come join me and get answers to your medical questions, evidence-based answers. There's a few lines open. It's toll-free, no bill, no paperwork. Give you over 30 years of experience in medicine. Easy-to-understand language for all your health care questions. Write down this number. You ready? 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-553-7536. We'll get you on. The lines are going to be filling up soon, so if you want to talk to me, don't wait till the end of the hour. Let's go up to Elmira, New York, and welcome Jody. Jody, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Jody.
Well, good morning. Good morning. It's so nice to be able to get through. Great.
I'm glad you're here.
I have a question. My brother, he's around 54 years old, and he's very thin. He's, like, gaunt, you know. He doesn't look well, you know. He looks way skinny. But anyway, he is always tired, and he's always exhausted. He takes naps. He never feels good. You know, this is the big thing. He never feels right. Well, apparently he lives in Florida. He's gone to a lot of doctors, and nobody can give him a diagnosis. The closest he ever came was one doctor told him that he doesn't think his body is absorbing what he's eating and drinking. He eats very healthy, by the way. You know, he's a juicer and he eats real good. But they said your body is probably not absorbing all the nutrients and minerals you're bringing in. And they never gave him a solution.
Okay, Jody, great question. So his major symptom is fatigue.
And he just doesn't feel right. He doesn't feel good.
So he's been to the internist or the family doctor, and they've eliminated the common culprits. He's not anemic with a low red cell count. He doesn't have a low potassium. His thyroid, I hope, has been checked. I hope he doesn't have a low heart rate, a low blood pressure. Even his testosterone level, I hope they've checked. I hope he doesn't have an infectious disease that has gone not discovered. Has he been to a good primary care doctor and from head to toe been looked at?
Well, apparently so. He's been to several doctors, and that's why he doesn't want to go anymore, because nobody ever helps him.
All right. And there's a question about whether he's absorbing his nutrients. He may have a malabsorption problem. What I would recommend, you said he's in Florida.
Yes.
And he's been to numerous doctors, and he's still a medical enigma. No one can diagnose him.
Right.
A very good solution here in Florida. You know, I live here in Florida for many years, and I've been here since the late 1980s and 1987. And what we have found to be very helpful in a situation like this is the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville.
Okay.
I would recommend, you know, tell him, and if he wants to talk to me, I don't want him. A lot of times people will get depressed after this, and it sounds like he's now depressed over the whole thing.
And, yeah.
And that is what you want to avoid, because then you never get a solution, and then you continue in a downward spiral, and life is miserable. And he does.
Uh-huh.
He has what we call a situational depression. You know, anybody would be frustrated by going to all these doctors, having all these tests run, and getting no answers and not getting better. And and I think that if he goes to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, bring all your records, bring everything that's done. They specialize in people like your brother who are medical enigmas. And they will work on getting a solution and getting him better. And suddenly his spirits will brighten and everything will rise and he'll be back to his usual self.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I really appreciate that.
Jody and Elmira, tell your brother to get to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville as soon as possible and let me know how he does. Thanks so much for calling. Next, vitamin D. Is it low level at risk for heart disease? On Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
KN welcoming your calls from coast to coast. No paperwork, no bills. 1-888-55-DRKN. In the medical news this week, out of the medical journal Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology, we learned that people with low levels of vitamin D, they're associated with a higher risk of heart attack and early death. Vitamin D can be a tricky vitamin. It's fat soluble. It's stored in your fat tissue. So you want to be a little careful about self-medicating yourself with vitamin D. Usually you can take up to 2,000 units without a problem. But vitamin D is also produced in the body when you're exposed to sunlight. I recommend everybody, you know, we're so cautious about sun because we don't want to get skin cancer. But I think what we've done is we've lowered our vitamin D levels because of this. And you can get about 5 to 10 minutes of fully unprotected sunlight several times a week. This will get the vitamin D level in your blood up. You can also eat a lot of oily fish like salmon. Very good source of vitamin D. Most multivitamins have at least 400 units a day of vitamin D, but how much you should take as an individual, you need to ask your doctor to check your blood levels for vitamin D. They should be at least greater than 30, and then that can be helpful in determining the specific dose that each of you should take. Ask your doctor what dose of vitamin D you should take. It's very important for health from head to toe, not only for the bones, but also lowering your risk of cancer, and we learned this week, lowering your risk of heart disease. Also, out of the Medical Journal of Menopause, more risk for heart disease. Early menopause and heart attack risk are linked. This week in the Medical Journal Menopause, women who have menopause before age 46, women, that seems to be the magic number. They're more likely to have a heart attack or stroke than those whose menopause occurred later. This study is important because cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in America for women. You add up all the other causes, including breast, everything else, it doesn't even equal heart disease. More women than men die from heart disease in the last year, in the last few years. But women with early menopause, you don't have to give up and think, oh my gosh, I'm doomed. You just need to engage in a lifestyle that's known to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. This means controlling your cholesterol, cholesterol, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your excess weight, and after the doctor says it's okay, getting into a good exercise program, and of course, the obvious, don't smoke. Let's go out to Downey, California. Pete, we've got a few minutes. Let's make really good use of them. Pete.
Good morning.
Hi, how can we help?
I have some real bad sinuses. I can be comfortable at any time. I could sit out, go eat, and I'm sneezing. I have the sniffles. I'm always, it sounds like I do drugs that I don't. I never have before snorted anything in my nose or nothing.
Sure, Pete, I don't think you have.
But people believe, you know, it sounds like I do because I always have the sniffles and I have headaches. I wake up, whether it's a little chilly, whether it's hot, stuffy. It sounds like I always have a cold, and it's gotten worse over the years. I'm 40 years old, and it wasn't like that before. It's just I have to blow my nose constantly.
Pete, how long has this been going on for?
Since I can remember, being 15, 16 years of age, but it wasn't as it is right now, okay. You know, really bad. So
let me get in here for a second. You have either an allergy issue or you have chronic sinusitis. You're not going to be able to take care of this yourself. You know, you can't pull your own teeth. This has been going on so long. You sound like a guy who's tried everything to do it yourself. I want you to go and see an ear, nose, and throat doctor, an otorhinolaryngologist, to see if you have chronic sinusitis, a chronic sinus infection. If that doctor can't help you, then they'll send you to the allergist. I think between either the otorhinolaryngologist, we used to call them the ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor, or the allergist, they'll get to the solution. They'll make a specific diagnosis, get you specific treatment. You should not be suffering with this for decades, and you've done everything you can, and submit to the health care and let them help you and get this taken care of. Next, we're going to be talking about quitting driving. Are doctors an important factor in helping grandma and grandpa stop? Out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Don't miss out. End of summer clearance ends Sunday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Ba-ba Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love Camel Milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, Camel Milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
House. Good day, health with Dr. Ken. You know, they announced this week that they've discovered melt away electronics. Doctors in the next few years are going to be implanting electrical devices to help treat or diagnose a problem inside you, and it's just going to melt away. We won't have to go in and get it. This is an amazing medical breakthrough. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N, coast to coast, bringing you up to date on all the medical news and taking your calls. Wilmington, North Carolina, welcome to Donna. Come on into my medical office on the radio. How can we help?
Good morning. I'm puzzled by my dizziness and sometimes vertigo, you know, really spinning. And it happens intermittently, has been happening for the last 3 weeks. Didn't have it. I had it in June a lot. Originally thought blood pressure because I had lots of stress and I thought that was elevated. But I went last week and a nurse told me I had 140 over 80.
Donna, I lived in North Carolina for a few years. You don't sound like a native from Wilmington.
Philadelphia.
That's what I thought. I lived in Philadelphia for 7 years.
Now, I know, University of Pennsylvania. I had major surgery last year, trauma.
How do you like living in Wilmington?
Well, I'm not actually here full time. I go back and forth.
Okay.
I do like Wilmington for what it offers. Anyway, my overall health I thought was excellent. I don't take any medication, period.
Does this problem bother you when you're in Philadelphia also?
It did. That's an interesting question. It did. I came down here barely able to walk because I brought a wheelchair down with me, but I've been walking with problems. My severe leg accident, I don't think, has to do with the dizziness.
Donna,
but the dizziness,
Donna, give me a second. You mentioned, you threw out some words, vertigo. When somebody talks to me about lightheaded or dizziness, the first thing that I want to know is the room actually spinning? That's what vertigo is. The walls rotate around you. Is the room actually spinning?
Not that severely, but like sometimes when I just sit up in bed, I really, yes, sort of. Well, it's hard to explain because I have it all day to a certain extent, and it lessens and goes away. I'm working here full time remodeling. So
it's gonna be hard for me to give you a crisp diagnosis if it's not a simple crisp answer. And so it's okay. So it's hard for you to tell me crisply yes or no. The room spins around you.
I'll say no, but it feels like that when I'm sitting up because I can. It's more in my head. My eyes are closed.
Let me see if I can help you. There's a number of reasons why you can have symptoms of lightheadedness or dizziness. One big group is vertigo, where the room actually spins around. It's often due to an inflammation of the inner ear. There are vestibular migraines. You can have some what's called an acoustic neuroma. This is actually a non-cancerous benign growth in the vestibular nerve in the inner ear to your brain. And these are all causes of vertigo. There's benign positional vertigo, which comes in spurts, and intense brief episodes of vertigo. These are all causes of the room spinning. But then there's feelings of faintiness and feelings of dizziness where you feel lightheaded but the room's not actually spinning. These can occur when you change your body position. We call this drop in blood pressure or orthostatic hypotension. You can have inadequate output of blood from your heart. You can either have a weak heart or a slow heart rate. You can have balance issues due to your inner ear. You can have sensory problems. You can have joint or muscle problems. There are a number of neurologic conditions. We were talking about this before, like Parkinson's and something called cerebellar ataxia. This all can do it. There are medications that can cause the symptoms that you're having. What I would recommend, Donnie, is that this is going to take a good internist or family doctor going over you from head to toe, and then if they can't figure it out, then going to an otorhinolaryngologist, an ear, nose, and throat doctor to look at the inner ear. If they can't figure it out, then a good neurologist. But you're going to need to be patient with the healthcare system because this is not an easy adventure. It's a very common symptom. There's a laundry list from the floor to the ceiling of possible causes. You'll need some good detective by process of elimination to figure this out.
Okay.
Donna, I hope that helps. I hope that gives you a start in Wilmington, North Carolina. Thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. 1-888-55-DRKEN. Next, we're going to talk about quitting driving, the family key. Will the families taking the keys away from grandma and grandpa? Do the doctors have a role? Does the family have a role? This is a tough one, and it was reported on the latest research in this area this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. Next, we're going to discuss this. If you have a comment about what to do with an elderly parent who you think should stop driving, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Next, 1-888-55-DRKEN.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that 1 in 88 children in the U.S. is affected by autism, Asperger's, or pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified, or PDD-NOS. While medications are available for behavioral issues like irritability or anxiety, there are no FDA-approved drugs to treat any of the core symptoms of these conditions, such as problems with social interaction and communication. According to board-certified psychiatrist Dr. David Posey, a new clinical research program called ConnectMe is enrolling children with autism, Asperger's, or PDD-NOS worldwide to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational drug on social interaction and communication.
There are significant unmet medical needs surrounding autism spectrum disorders. I have seen
firsthand how children with these disorders struggle to interact with their peers, so I am encouraged by the Connect Me clinical research program, which may provide new insights into the spectrum of autism disorders.
To learn more about Connect Me or to see if your child is eligible to participate, call 877-900-8735 or visit connectmetrials.com.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Boy, gout attacks, they are the pits. If you've ever had it in your big toe or any joint, it's just so unpleasant. There's a report out this week from Boston University that if you eat about 30 pieces of sweet fruit, for example, cherries, within 48 hours of a gout attack, you may cut the risk of recurrence of the painful arthritic condition by 35%. It's a nice little hint, so if you are suffering from gout, you may want to keep those cherries nearby. Also, in the New England Journal of Medicine this week, there was a discussion of a problem that I find one of the most difficult in medicine. People who are officially warned that they are unfit to drive have 45% fewer serious car crashes over the next year, according to this report this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. But this benefit comes at a cost. One of the problems is they report, and I have found this out personally, 20% of patients who you bring to their attention a discussion about not driving will actually leave and never come back to you as a doctor. The data also suggests that physicians warning to unfit drivers, they're associated with a significant increase in depression for the patient, and they can compromise the doctor-patient relationship, as I was just talking about, and still do not reduce the patient's risk to the level of risk in the general population. My recommendation for this very difficult situation is that you come in with mom and dad, and you come to the doctor, and you may want to give the doctor a heads up that you're bringing mom and dad in, and that everybody's on the same page, and you give the doctor a heads up, because this is not going to be a quick discussion if it's going to be done properly. And if the doctor's in a big rush and does not know this is coming, it's not going to get done properly. 1-888-55-DRKEN. We talked about one of the big breakthroughs this week earlier, and that's defibrillators that don't need to be actually put into the heart. The wires can be put right under the skin. It was the first approved, first of a kind heart-sapping implant from Boston Scientific this week. It does not directly touch the heart. The wires send electrical signals that disrupt dangerous heart rhythms, and the wires just sit just below the skin surface. Amazing breakthrough. And an important factor about these defibrillators, remember Vice President Cheney had one of these. It's a stopwatch-sized device. It's life-saving when it goes off. It prevents sudden cardiac death, just dropping dead from these horrible electrical storms from the bottom of the heart. But the American Heart Association this week made a very important statement about people with implantable defibrillators, that they may need more mental health support, and hopefully they're accepting of it, and hopefully the family is aware of this. But depression, anxiety, and actually, yes, post-traumatic stress disorder are common among people with these implanted heart defibrillators. It's important that us doctors realize this, but improved patient education and ongoing psychological support definitely can help them cope. And this is what the American Heart Association was trying to point out. These ICDs are implantable cardioverted defibrillators. They do restore normal heart rhythm, and they do prevent sudden cardiac death. But patients with them, they should undergo regular screening and receive appropriate treatment for anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. It's not a felony. It's not a scarlet letter if you have to sit down with a therapist or a psychologist or even a psychiatrist. It's not a four-letter word. And get some help, some talking therapy. It can change the quality of life. Sherman Oaks, California. Michael, you're next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. How can I help?
My problem is constipation. I'm 62 years old, and I have polymyositis, and I have enlarged prostate. And I'm taking medications for both of those conditions, and I take multiple vitamins. And I just saw my doctor this week, and he recommended that I stay on my current regimen, which is taking fibrous foods and flax seeds and fluids, and adding Metamucil. And I drink a glass of prune juice in the evening, but that really doesn't do it for me. And I have pain.
Okay. Michael, even after doing, sounds like you have a good primary care doctor. He recommended all the usual routine things we did. Even after doing all that, that has not helped?
It's a marginal improvement. Okay. I don't feel like I am completely.
You're not. You don't have a smile on your face yet.
Right.
Okay. Was your thyroid level checked?
Yes.
And you're not low in thyroid or high? Usually, it's an underactive thyroid gland that can cause constipation.
I think that's I had a. I forget what is the exam is the test is called, but they did a blood test maybe a month ago.
TSH is what they usually start with.
Yes, TSH, and it was normal.
Okay, good. So you don't have inadequate thyroid. And are you in an exercise program?
Well, with the polymyositis, and I'm not, my balance is not very good, so Well, let's say I work out maybe once a week. I get a good workout in, I'm really tired after that.
Are you a diabetic?
No.
Okay, and you've never had a stroke?
No.
Have you had a colonoscopy?
I had one maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
And were you this constipated then?
I really don't remember.
Okay, well, and what I would do is do you have a pharmacist that dispenses all of your medications?
I go through Kaiser.
Okay. I would ask them to go over all your medications and make sure that none of your medications are causing constipation, diuretics, pain medications, high blood pressure, depression medicines. You don't have it, but Parkinson's medicines, all of these are famous for causing constipation. And I would ask a good pharmacist, they can check their computer, to go over your whole list of any pill, prescribed, non-prescribed, supplement that you're taking, and see if that's an issue. Your spinal cord, are there any injuries to that?
I have a I'm trying to get to it now. It's spinal.
What I would do, the clock is breathing down my back, Michael. What I would do is I would start with a new gastroenterologist who will finish what I've tried to start, and you need a good detective to go over all the different possibilities with a good gastroenterologist, GI specialist. I'm sure that you'll find a good solution. I'm sorry for anyone who is holding on. We're not going to have time to get your call, but try next week. I promise I'll get through to you. It's been such a pleasure being with you. And don't forget, at the website, drkenshow.com, you can sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's still free. This week, it's about the latest news about infectious diseases. Each week, we get a topic, and we get the latest information in the medical journals in the last 3 months, and it's free. Be well. Have a great week. Doug Steffen will be back with me next week. Thanks for listening.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Me now is Mark Underwood, who is a neuroscience researcher, co-founder and president of Quincy Bioscience out in Madison, Wisconsin. He's responsible for researching the calcium binding protein that's found in jellyfish. It's the gift from the sea, and I always thought tuna. Mark, what did I miss? I must have made a bad turn there someplace.
Well, you know, Doug, there's a lot of cool things that come from nature, and the ocean's chock full of things that we're making great discoveries to help people with their health every day. So for us, the funny place to look for this solution to brain health was in a jellyfish, which, you know, still makes me giggle to these days.
Yeah.
A little protein that helps our brain cells live longer and helps improve our memory.
You've been able to develop a product that helps the brain based on something that sort of has a brain for a brain.
That's right. You know, we simply stole the idea from nature. This particular protein that's in our product, Prevagen, was originally found in the jellyfish, and it helps to keep the jellyfish alive. It helps to keep their little brain, their little nervous system working properly. You know, and there's a lot of similarities in how nervous systems work, whether you're talking about jellyfish or dogs or cats or humans. You know, our brains generally work in the same way. Jellyfish have this unique protein that helps to protect their cells, and I wanted to find out if it would literally help the human brain work better. So over the course of many years and a lot of laboratory work in the university setting, in addition to human clinical trials, what we've really discovered is that this little protein, when put into the human body, sort of as a supplement to what the brain already needs, it's able to help protect those brain cells. It keeps them working better, longer, and the end result of that through our clinical trials is people have been able to show measurable increases in their memory. So they're not forgetful anymore. They're not forgetting phone numbers. They're not losing their car keys or cell phones. They are not interrupted in their thought. When they're talking to a friend, they don't like lose their words or their train of thought. Mm-hmm. These are the types of manifestations of just replacing a very simple protein that helps to balance the very complicated chemistry inside the brain, and we're giving the brain more horsepower.
you can eat your way to a healthier brain, yes or no? Is that a true or false concept?
If you want to have a healthier brain, you want to have a lot less sugar in your diet. That's the number one thing. The second thing, a lot less saturated fats. You want to avoid nicotine and alcohol. Those two things are terrible stimuli that can cause a much greater risk of Alzheimer's disease. And the things you want to eat are fruits, nuts, vegetables, fish, things that contain omega-3 fatty acids. You really, if you can help control your diet, you can really help your brain be a lot healthier. And that is got a lot of research behind it. It's a lot of sophistication. But at the same point, as you age, you're not going to get the protein we have in Prevagen through your diet. So there's a lot of people that call us up and say, hey, you know what? I am exercising. I'm eating right. I'm, you know, I'm minding my P's and Q's when it comes to my diet, but I'm still brain dead. And with Prevagen, they start to see that they're improving in those areas. They are becoming less forgetful and more focused and more attentive.
How has Prevagen been proven out in various studies? Because I know you had to have done some of that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, our most recent and probably most significant clinical trial had 218 people in it. They were taking either Prevagen or placebo, so it's a double-blinded placebo-controlled trial. And they took Prevagen or placebo for a course of 3 months, 90 days. And the individuals participated in a memory test that was sort of articulated by a computer system called Cogstate. With individuals that were in this test, we sort of looked at and compared the data, and the individuals that were taking Prevagen showed about a 29% improvement in their executive functioning, which is their decision-making and thinking skills. They also showed improvements in short-term memory and improvements in what's called word recall. Now, word recall, that's something that helps you remember all the groceries on the grocery list. Executive function helps you to think through problems and solve them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the significance of what we found here is this compound works much better than any other compound that's currently available. Whether it is a supplement, a food item, a drug, you name it, this improvement is really remarkable. And it did that all with very safe results. I mean, there's no harm of interaction. There's no safety issues with this. And that was a study large enough and significant enough that we had a chance to present that at the Alzheimer's Association's International Conference last summer in Paris, France. So that's, you know, a really big study that shows that, you know, Prevagen absolutely does work in some very practical areas to help people with their brain health. And, you know, with that computer testing, it doesn't allow for any bias or doesn't allow for any interpretation bias. It's just the facts. The measured performance of the brain improved.
Everybody wants to know how this is available. Here's what you do. It's pretty easy, actually. 888-814-0814. One of the best things about this is the number. 888-814-0814. You buy two bottles of Prevagen, you get your third free, plus you get free shipping. So again, the number is 888-814-0814. You get two bottles of Prevagen at the regular price, third one is free, you don't have to pay for shipping. And you also ought to ask when you call 888-814-0814 about their senior discount. So there's a senior discount, free shipping, you buy two and get one free. It's a good deal, especially when you consider what the outcome is when you are taking this, how wonderfully well it'll work on your brain. So why be foolish? Don't leave things to chance. Take advantage of this opportunity and check out Prevagen at 888-814.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.